Well, first, before I start, I'd like to thank God. Yesterday, I got a car, my first car, so that was kind of a big step, and I was kind of nervous because it was at an auction, and the main thing I don't like about auctions is because you never know what the guy's saying. So, but it worked out really well, and we got it at a reasonable price, and I just thank the Lord for that. Tonight, I'd like to talk about good works. The phrase good works is mentioned quite a few times in the Bible. I'd just like to read a few here. Hebrews 10:24, and let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. 2 Thessalonians 2:17 says, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good work. Ephesians 2:10 says, for we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Titus 2:7 says, in all things showing thyself a pattern of good works. And then Titus 3:14 says, and let ours also learn to maintain good works for necessary uses, that we be not unfruitful. We all know that good works alone will not get you into heaven. Sister Sherry mentioned that in Sunday school this morning. Many of the religions in the world today believe that good works is what gets you into heaven. But we know if that was true, then Jesus would have died in vain. But we are still required to do good works. Jesus said in Matthew 5:16, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. I believe we can be more effective Christians through our works, our actions, than we can through our words. We all know the saying is true, actions speak louder than words. And I thought, you know, for an example, if I told Brother Steve, you know, Brother Steve, I love you, I appreciate you, but then we went to the next service, and I totally ignored him. I didn't look at him. I was being rude to him. I said I loved him, but my actions would say otherwise. Right. And, you know, you wouldn't believe what I said, obviously. Our actions speak louder than our words, and people would believe our actions more than they would believe our words. And I was just thinking, you know, good works we do for other people aren't just some big thing, you know, we do some whatever. But I thought, you know, little works, good works can be as little as, like, you know, when Brother Mike Wilkes helps Brother Decker to the chair and helps him in and helps him with his walker. I thought, you know, that's a good work. And there's many little things we can do to help other people. And I know in my own life, I remember one day it was in winter time, and we had just had a wet, heavy snow, and I had shoveled our driveway, and I went over, came in the house, and I noticed my neighbor man's driveway was unshoveled. And I was like, well, I don't know if I should go over and shovel it or not, you know, but I did, and I went over, and he came out and talked to me. And we had never really got to know each other before that time, and because of that, he asked me to shovel his driveway the rest of the season, and we actually became friends through that, and it opened up a relationship through him, and through that, we actually went over and helped his mom. She's a widow, and we did odd things for her too, odd jobs for her, so it opened a relationship with that. And, you know, I thought many times, you know, that just started with, you know, going over and shoveling the driveway. It was just one little thing. But it opened the door to other things as well. Another thing was one time I was walking home from work, and our neighbor lady was outside with her two little boys, and they had just moved in. We didn't really get to know them, and we started talking, and she said that her and her mom noticed that I waved to people driving by more than most young men, and that it really showed a Christian attitude. And I honestly had never really thought about that before, but and I'd never really talked to her before either, but it just kind of surprised me that, you know, I never told her I was a Christian. I never, you know, had any real contact with her, but yet she noticed just by a little waving to people, you know, something that I would never think of. And it just really made me think that just little things in our lives that we do, people notice. And what I, told these stories, I'm not bragging on myself. I'm sure many of you have similar stories you can tell in your own life. But it's just amazing how little things people notice, and we can share our light through that, through our little deeds of kindness for people. I had a cousin, he started bird watching, and he had bird feeders out and stuff, and he had run out of bird seed, and I know this sounds kind of silly, but I felt bad for him, so I got him a bag of bird seed, just trying to do little things like that. And I realize, if you're not financially able to, buy something for somebody, there's plenty of other little things we can do to help out as well. Two Wednesday nights ago, Brother Steve asked for help to put benches and tables back into the barn. That's just one, little thing, but it's a good work, and we can, the more people that came, the faster it went, and when we all pitched in, we got done in no time. Another thing is, I have two cousins who are in the Air Force, and when they're in basic training, they were limited in their communication, and one of the main forms of communication they could get was through letter. So I tried to write them as letters as many as I could, to try and boost their spirits and keep them encouraged. But the reason I mention these instances is that little things matter and go a long way. A few of you have helped at the Findlay Church of God remodel project, and it was kind of nasty and dirty, the work day there, but now that congregation has a beautiful building, and we helped them out, those of us that went up there, and it wasn't fun. It was probably one of the most dirtiest things I've ever done, but it was worth it, and they have a beautiful building now.
Right.
And helping others is really what it's all about. William Booth, who is the founder of Salvation Army, he was sick one time. I think he was even dying. And Salvation Army was having their convention, and he obviously wasn't able to make it. But he sent a message to the convention. And when they announced that he had sent a message, everybody's excited to see what he had to say. And when the speaker of the convention opened the piece of paper to see what he had written, there was only one word on it, and it said others. And that's what it's all about. Doing stuff for other people, it's not all about us, it's helping other people. And this next story, I think, is one of the greatest good work stories I've probably ever heard. One day, an everyday, ordinary mechanic, just a regular guy, was driving down the road, and he noticed there was this limousine broke down along the road, and he pulled over and see what he could help do to help. And I'm not sure what it was, if it was a flat tire or whatever, but he fixed it. And the limousine driver said, what do you want for your pay? And he said, no, I don't want anything. And the limousine driver said, well, my boss would want me to pay you. What do you want? And he said, well, I'll tell you what, send a dozen roses to my wife. So the limousine driver said, okay, took his name and address. And sure enough, a few days later, a dozen roses showed up at his house. And with the roses was a little note, and it said, your house is paid off, Donald Trump. So I was like, wow, that's a neat story. Can you imagine if that mechanic would have just, driven by and said, oh, that's a limousine, they got lots of money, they can take care of themselves. But, he stopped, and, also he thought of his wife, and she got roses, and they got their house paid off. So I think that was a wise decision on his part. Now, I wouldn't exactly recommend stopping for just anybody, because you could be putting your life at risk. But if there's an opportunity that you can do to help somebody, help them, if it's in your power to do so. And I thought, that mechanic driver could have said, the mechanic could have told the driver, I want $100 for my pay. And he could have asked that, and he probably would have gotten it. But, he thought of his wife, and he requested roses for her, and in turn he got his house paid off. So if you see something that you can help somebody with, step out and help them. Like I said, you don't have to stop for everybody you see broke down along the road, but if there's just something you can do, you know, stop and help them. I couldn't have, if I was driving along the road and I saw a mechanic, I mean, a limousine broke down, I couldn't help them because I'm not a mechanic. And when something breaks, they bring it to me and I finish it off. So that wouldn't work out too well. But my point is, please don't miss an opportunity to bless others, right, even if it seems that they're better off than you. Just a little good can go a long way. I'd just like to read Matthew 5:16 again. It says, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." So the last thing I'd like to say is, let's look for ways to bless others, share God's love to our friends, families, and neighbors, and through our good works, do good for other people.